مثلا میگه این چیزا لینگو نیم او بیکاز اف چوره بات هیر دیر از اسپیشل تاکونس هاکومن بیکاز اف لیت هی کالا بین اف لیت سیو سو ایون اف چوری از این درابونون سو ایز میخویف تو پی این ترمز اف کسف چوره. In terms of the Torah, so in other words, according many of the Rishayim say that, and that we pass even the Rishayim who pass like the Chachamim, you see. So, first of all, most of Chachmei Ashkenaz, so they pass like Avshim Gamliel, like Chavrei Tach. This is the Raisi. But even those of the Rishayim who like the Chachmei Svarat, who pass like the Chachamim, the Tzuri is the Rabbanon. But here they agree that there's a special aloche. There's a special aloche. This kesef in the Rabbanon, unlike any other kesef in the Rabbanon, has to be paid out in terms of kesef tzur. So mele, that means that has to be paid in kesef. In kesef tzur, the dafiro gilu lichtei, the chos lochim derais made the exorcist rabbanon. So the reason as to why you are all accustomed to write in the ksuve, the ksavs of the moshen chum derais, not because we pasken like Rashi Gamliel, even if we pasken like the Chachamim, but the kesef has to be the kesef, the same kind of kesef. That is kesef derais. Kesef derais. Because these rabbis and chachamim tiknu chamishin kesef derais. Peirush mishkolim ma'amugim b'teiro mishum tikalo bein of litzuya v'asmucha akor techemei ha'apsules mishum hochen yigel mikhtav v'chozol chemei derais shal yite odom leima kibin rabbono hi leitigve אלא נון סלע מדינה ודבורים של טעמים והקייסי כסב מזוזה מוסו דוזמי צי דרעייסי דחוזה because he doesn't want to involve himself in a controversy, so he's lo hipsit. But the proper thing is to write in iksuve, and he should not be concerned about machlokes hashemim or the aloche of chachamim, or the aloche is like Avshim Gamliel, because even if the aloche is like chachamim, but most hashemim say that as far as the kesef is concerned, so it has to be paid in terms of the kesef Torah. So the raise is an adjective that describes not a chiyuv, but a kesef. You see, if we pass like Hashem Gamliel, so then the raise, an adjective, it's an adverb really. So the raise is descriptive of the obligation. It has an obligation with the raise. But if we say that the aloha is like the chachamim, that ksuve is the rabbanon, so then the midraise is an adverb that is descriptive not of the obligation, not a midraise obligation, the Torahic obligation, but is descriptive of the kesef, the Torahic kesef. What do you mean Torahic kesef? Kesef tzura, not kesef midin. Now, the common nisanel, I'm pointing it out because it's important. It's important, in other words, for those who intend to be rabbonim, so you might consider that as part of practical rabbinics, this point. V'akeisif oisreish, v'akeisif ksavzuz emosam lechozo lechel yipsam, avol rabbatam, kidn diksubasisham idereise, אם לא יקוס אב דחוזר לכם דרעייסה פוסל הקסובה. בח. You can quote in my name that this point should be introduced as part and parcel of the course in practical abilities. Maybe it is, but if it isn't, it should be introduced as an integral part of practical rabbinics, because all the other points, I don't know what they are. All the other points in practical rabbinics, if it's not coupled with this kind of a point of practical rabbinics, are worthless without these points. I don't mean that at this point. I mean, this point of Hademe. So the other points are also important, but without these points, they are worthless. So this is very important from the point of view of practical rabbinics. Aber Ravitam kidding the exposition of the Reise in the cause of the Chosel in the Reise post-Laxula. And that's in line with what I said in the lecture on Perlman Mato. I mean, science and humanities, music, everything, literature, Shakespeare, everything is important, provided that there is limit at all and involvement at all. So these two, all the points in practical rabbinics, I don't know what they are. Really, I really don't know. I don't know, because I have been out of touch. I don't know. But I am, you know, I have a positive attitude, so I'm giving the benefit of doubt, and I'm assuming they are all very important, provided that it's coupled with the practical rabbinic points, like this Bach and other Bachs. It doesn't have to be Bar Davke. It can be Kroh, it can be Shach, it can be Taz, it can be Rav Chaim, it can be Rav Kivega. So, but these are very important. The Chol HaPochas as concomitants of the other points of practical rabbinics. But without these points, the other practical rabbinics is worthless. Nothing at all. All right, now, I'll tell you, you see, I prepared so much, and I had no opportunity to say it. I didn't even say half of what I prepared. So even though I trespassed on the fourth dimension for a whole hour, I was supposed to speak for an hour and a half, and I spoke 2 hours and a half, but I didn't even speak half of what I prepared. So because of that, so that's why, little by little, I'm trying to express it. What? Oh, you want another lecture? You have to speak to the administration. You're not the one to invite you. Right now, let's go over the Ran, a very important Ran. He mentioned the Ramban, and it's very confusing. Not as confusing as the Rosh we discussed yesterday, but it's also very confusing. The Ran and the Avgimu Amud Beis, the Ramascho, Nehemon Le'atik Tzuvosa, Al-Piatzme, the timing for us to Chachomim tiknuer. Oh, clean. I have it to the Midrash, I have a name of Afkia, and the Beides Yiduo. I have it to the Chachomim tiknuer. Hei momru, vei momru, hei tiknuer, vei momru, sheu nemo lapsido. Im kein, she biyodi lapkia, ma yilu chachomim tiknuer, she tiknuer ksubo. Chazoko einam tereach. Ein loch, which you eat in Odom kach. אלא באמס, שאימו יוסיינם מתחילוסו, לא יתריע ביסור, in other words, he's explaining the logic of חסוק ותריע ביסור המחסיד. What's the logic? The logic is very simple, he says. We are considering whether he's telling the truth, the husband, or not. Maybe he's telling an untruth. So, why should he tell an untruth? He hates her. He hates her. That's possible. He hates her. But if he hates her, so why did he make such a big wedding and spend money and everything? He hates her, so it's not normal. He acts crazy if he hates her. So that means if he did spend money and he did expend energy, I mean, and all that, that at that moment when he made the wedding, he didn't hate her. But the only thing is, between yesterday and today, maybe there was a change of heart. So he's eating them. Oh, that's also possible. It happens too many times. But it's not so likely that he should, that there should be change of heart, let's say, in the course of a considerable interval of time. That's not unusual at all. But that it should be a change of heart in one day, in 2 days. It doesn't appear natural. So then, if it's not natural, so why does he say that? Apparently, he's saying that because he feels that that's the truth, so he's not Mishak. That's the logic of an Antarea Bisuda Marcia. Eloch, Yitlan Kacha, Veveshimoya Seinem, it's colossal, it's a Bisuda, the king, so Mafti, Sudose Chinom, Elam Garsham, it's Chilom. No, Rav Avitzel Kutner Zecherino Broche was my Rebbe in Warsaw before Bar Mitzvah. When my father Zecherino Broche went to America, and the family didn't get a visit yet, so he went first. Before Bar Mitzvah, I was 12 years old, my father left. And like this, I never went to Cheder. I never went to Cheder. And the only Cheder I went is Yeshiva University. I didn't go to any other Cheder. Because at home in Warsaw, my father and my mother didn't want to send me to Cheder. They were afraid that I'll become spoiled in Cheder. They told me to should be university to Cheder, but very full Cheder, but still they were afraid that I'll become spoiled. Not that I was such a terrible child. I mean, they were afraid that it's not good in Cheder anyway. So they taught me at home, and the truth is that I didn't have any other Rebbe since child besides my father and my mother. My mother was Rabbi Mubek. She taught me all of the Tanakh and taught me many things, but she didn't teach me Gemara. Only my father, Zechon and Broche, taught me Gemara. I didn't have any Rebbe. Didn't tell me, but when my father went to America, so he decided to ask. He was a bochad then at 25 years old, very big Mitzrayim, and knew him. So he used to come to my father's house every other day. He was a ben bais. He came back from Hebron, so he was a Warsaw boy. So he was. Every other day he was in my father's house, and yes, my father all kinds of kashas in my learning. So my father liked him very much, and he had a very favorable opinion. So he asked him to be my Rebbe. So he was my Rebbe for a year's time, until we got a visa. So then he came to America. So I was put my father's shia. So again, I didn't attend any other cheder besides Yeshiva Sabzachana. You want to call it Yeshiva College, Yeshiva University, call it whatever name you want. I call it Yeshiva Sabzachana, not Yeshiva University. This was an exception because of the nature of the lecture and because of the audience. I didn't refer to it as Yeshiva Sabzachana, but that was usually, you know, I refer to it, you know, as Yeshiva Sabzachana, not Yeshiva University, you see, because I'm not a correspondent from the New York Times. Why should I refer to it as Yeshiva University? And I'm not a member, you know, of the former yeshivas who also call it Yeshiva University, not Yeshiva Sabzachana. So later, but I'm not a member of that camp or of that camp. So later, I call it Yeshiva Sabzachana. But here at the lecture, I refer to it as Yeshiva University, especially when it was Yitzhak Hashom. So I didn't attend any school, any cheder, besides this cheder. Yeshiva Tichon, Yeshiva College, Yeshiva University. That's the only cheder I had, and I had no other rebbe besides my mother. She was my first rebbe. She taught me all of this. She taught me French. She taught me Chumash. She taught me Nach. And she taught me Nach so much. I mean, all of Nach she taught me. When I was older, when I was 15 years old, she taught me Nach. And the only two Sforim that she didn't that she didn't teach me, and one more thing she didn't teach me, Dikduk, Hebrew Dikduk, she didn't teach me. She didn't teach me. So, I did have a teacher on Dikduk, I won't mention names anyway. So, yes, I did have a teacher on Dikduk, but I'll tell you one thing. Dikduk, I tried to learn Dikduk by myself, and I started to study so many Hebrew texts in Dikduk, and I still don't know Dikduk. I don't know Dikduk, I don't know. I mean, many times when I have to write a Hebrew composition, I'm so fearful lest I'll make a mistake in Dikduk. And I think the reason is because neither my father nor my mother taught it to me, so maybe I never learned it. I didn't have the girls and young says, I never learned it. And whenever I have to write a Hebrew composition, even a Hebrew letter, I look up the dictionary, I'm afraid I'll make a mistake with all the clothing and all the things. I mean, the more I learn Dikduk, the more confused I become about Dikduk. Anyway, so I didn't have any other rabbi besides my mother, my father, and then that year, so this was my rabbi. And then my father was my rabbi until my father's period. Then, when my father was nifter, so I attended for 2 years the shiurim of my brother Rabbi Sheber. So actually, I didn't attend any other school, any other cheder besides Yeshivas Hezlach. And so because of that, I don't appreciate when a frumer rov or a frumer rosh yeshiva refers to Yeshivas HaZuchon as Yeshiva University. Once I said to a certain rosh yeshiva, there's einfach nicht ein Korrespondent from the New York Times, was ruft er das Yeshiva University? Er kennt nicht sagen Yeshivas HaZuchon? Anyway, but these are the facts. What?
What's the punchline?
What? That is all part and parcel of what I wanted to say. What? No, for that, I need another lecture. With the administration will invite me, not if you invite me. Now the run. Nemola Sidok Sebosov, Alpiat, the time in first account. Chachomim Tikno and Kleina, the Habik Suvim the Raise, Loyab Nemola Kia Levades Hidur. Avoksubo Chachomim Tikno, Hein Momru Vein Momru, Hein Tikno Vein Momru Shnemola Sidok. In Cain. Shibyod Lafkim Ailham Takancha Tikno Loksubo Chazok and Terech, in Lochish Yit Nodon Kach, Alabemesh, in Moisinim Mitzchiloso, ויתריה בסביבה בקינסל מרציס דו שכנון, אלו מגעו שם מתחילו, ומי הוקים בקיימון של הנמרי רחב לזר, בפלוקטים שרסתם אין הנסתי, ובמקסייץ, משמדה ביהו בורי, ביהו שם, איהי בורי, ביהו שמו, הוכה נמי, נטרנו, הוכה, מהם לביהי, אל על כורחו, הוכה בשיסקס מיירה, אוי במקרשוסי. It's in other words, what most רשנים say, there are some רשנים אחרים. But most Rishonim say Teachot, that this whole aloche, that Beishas Kehen, or Ishas Yisroel, Shekibel of Vio Dushin, Prusom Basgim Rishonim, Yimechot, so then is Asuro, so it's only in the case where she is Makreshes. She doesn't explain it. Or she contradicts him. But if she agrees with him, but she explains it, she says, yes, but, menasti, so nisi, kedimoiras, so then she's nemanis. So most Rishonim say the same thing. Elel, alkocho chabi, she say, ekes mair, oi makrishose, dichivin diyun ame kotoin boli, iyun emon. Ichi teime b'chai gabne name teime menes nige di bai amgane nasti tachtecho אוי מוקסי צנית אחרחו. יש לי מעקיד מדחזוקה ובמנטריה בישוד ומצידו, כל בורי ובורי לא ימרים במיגה להפוק עם המין. So, the question is, true that she is מתחשסי. So, he says, Pesach Pesach Matzosi, and she says, and she says, Pesach no Matzosi. Pesach no Matzosi. So she is not a menace. Why shouldn't she be a menace? To contradict him, even in face of a cautious bori by him, because she could have said, Lenasti tachtecho, then he wouldn't be in a position to contradict her. So now that she said, Pesach no Matzosi, she should also be Neman because of Miguel. So one Teretz is, we don't say Miguel hates it. In other words, what would be the effect of this? To say that she should collect the Ksuge. So we don't say Miguel Afikim Ameine. In Ame, the love Miguel Dayo. The Bitainas Nenasti, Umukaseitz Namen Nidgemo. Because it's not such a good time. The Chiyom Rapsula Shleiman Evaluti, Loimid Gimeklar. Bikshar Ambanza, Kivin de Kim Neliho, Bid Loitrano Yiru, Inami Bori Bori. So Pshita Di Unema, so why do we have to resort to Chazoke in Adumtere Abisudo Mapsido without recourse to the Chazoke in Adumtere Abisudo Mapsido? And even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Ksuvi is the Raise, so the husband, the Baal, should be Nemon to be Mapsid the Ksuvi? Because Hameitzi Mechaberi Olavaraya, who is the Meitzi? He is the Murzek, and she is the Mitzio. So Mimele, she should have the burden of proof. So he should be Nemon to be Mapsid the Ksuvi, even according to Mandoma, the Ksuvi the Raise, and without recourse to the Chazoke, Yotereya Bisudo, Umatsido. In Ami Bori Bori, Pshita Di Unemon. Vafilistiron dix vasishem natiro, shall we cause of law? Elam nas likenso. Elam nas likenso vimceno psulo, vichim shachin oleolo viraye. Shiniskai matnai. Suppose it is determined that she wasn't the psulo. He doesn't have to pay the ksuvi. It's not determined. So who should have the burden of proof? The meitzi. She should have the burden of proof. So he should, without recourse to anything, the Ksuvi Rabbonon, Trei Absud Mafsido, he should be named Mafsido, but on the basis of the general principle of Ameis Mechaberei, Olavarai, it's a very strong kashe. Bichim Shechein, Olavarai, it's kind of a tnai, Otum and the Mofik Shtore, Otum and the Shtore, the tnai, Lamrim, Lekan, Shtore, Chol, Tnoch, Vechavis, Leibine, ומתם אומרו והם הניעו דאונו דידי רייס אלוהים אמון וכמישי כוסף רשל זל וידי כמה גויים זל ונטייצס כיוון דיו כוסף ומדבי אלוהי הם לרבונון ואלוהים המן. So the Rif mentions the name of the Goyen that he's only Nemon להפסידיקה כסובה, but suppose he wrote it Eisves כסובה, he's not Nemon להפסיד. So the Ramban raises the question, why not? Why? Because the time of the Goyen is because vis-a-vis the taste of, so the tam so there it's not on the basis of the Takonis Chachomim, that's on the basis of his own Ischaives. So it's Miraise. So Mele, we do not apply the Chazok Toros in Mishuda. Who has to apply the Chazok Toros in Mishuda? On the basis of an Amitz Chavir Waraya, should be Nemon to be Mapsi the Ikaksuve and the Tesis as well. A very strong cash. Otoman Mofik Store, the Nile American Store, with no other habits of Dine, Umatam, the Him, Omru Vahim, and knew down with the Rice of Emerson, Cash Way to come and go in Zal, Tays giving you cost of law, with the Lay, and Mir Abonu Emot, which cost of Rifa, be a lot of my law. There's the Ramban's question. But the Ram doesn't mention the Ramban's terrors. So the Ramban's terrors, you find it in the Belches on the Hibish Ramban. The Ramban says, the Tainach and Ami, now. The Ramban says that this din has reference to a case of either shisekes or makheshes. So, vis-a-vis the case of shisekes, then we don't have to resort to the term of inventory of Bishul Mafsido, and even according to the Mandoma of Exuvis the Reise, so is still Nema in the case of Shisekis, on the basis of Hamezim Chavere Olavarai. But in the case of Makreshes, not Shisekis, where she is the Enestan is Vori, the Pesach no Motzo, so then without, if we say Exuvis the Reise, then we couldn't apply the aloche of Hameitzim Chaveirei Olavaraye, but on the basis of Reif Noshim Psuris Nisoes, so then he would be able to be made, she would be able to be made in the moment to collect from the Mosek. But we pass by Shmuel and Hilchim and Momen Acharov, so apparently we have to say, according to Rambam, the same parrots that Isa says in Sanhedrin, that only the Rov of Rube Zabn Leradia, that is Rov Atol B'Minek, so on the basis of that kind of Rov, so we cannot be made Tzimomen from the Mosek. But Rov Atol B'Teva, we could be made Tzimomen Yadam Mosek, because that's effective even in Foshes, certainly Momen, and the Rov of Reut Suleis, Reut Noshim Suleis Nisoeis, is not a Rov HaTolodimek. It's not Tolodimek. One could think that's Tolodimek. No, it's not Tolodimek. That's a Rov. There are certain Minhogim that are themselves there. So that's a Rov HaTolu Biteva. Even though, I mean, there's the Minhog Nodom to marry the Noshim that Tapsuleis. So, but that minig means something that is grounded in convention. That is not, has nothing to do with the natural thing, not natural thing, convention. So, some people have this kind of paint, the homes, this kind of paint, and other people like to paint the homes, another kind of paint. So that's minig, that's convention. But minhogim that are grounded in natural behavior, that's not Robatol Minik, that's Robatol Biteva. Even though, I mean, a human being, since he has freedom of will, so he could be made differently. I mean, but this Minik of Reid Noshim Psuis Nisois is grounded in Teva, the other natural Teva, not the sophisticated Teva, you know, that is picked up from the media. I mean, that's not Teva. That's Rov HaTol B'Minek. But the Teva Bni Odom that is grounded in a natural attitude without any sophistication, that's called Rov HaTol B'Teva. So, Meile, that's the Ramban Shite. So, the Rav Nachman resorts to the Tam of Einon Terea B'Sude. Umafsido, and only alive the mandoma the ksuvis the rabbonon in the case of to Enes Tainez Bore. Well, she is the Enes Tainez Bore. Some male sin she is the Enes Tainez Bore, and the Rova Tolu Biteva of Rav Noshim Suis Nisis corroborates her. Her tiny. Some male, which she be able to be made number two, so the husband is not never to master the Ksuga. Because she is the Enes Tainis Bori, she is the Enes Tainis Bori, and the Rov of the Rav Noshim Sulesni says, supports her. Some male, she's able to collect the ksuvah. So, and he would not be neman to be mafsid the ksuvah. He would not be neman to be mafsid the ksuvah. But in view of the fact the ksuvah is the rabbonon, some male, and because in utarei abisude, umafsido, so he's neman. But if ksuvah is the raisina, anyway, you have to finish it here. So, for next week, you should go over the sugya of Gyakot Matzmon Sardas Test.